Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus on tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life, every situation.
Yes.
Because the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. even though the account happened over 2,000 years ago, the bloodshed of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. So we thank God, hallelujah, that the blood still has power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what happened in Exodus as the plague of death was sent out to the Egyptians. And God said, no, my people will be spared. But those who are disobeying me, those who are against me, Pharaoh and those who are following Pharaoh, those who were against me, I will be against them. And the plague of death did not touch the people of God, but it destroyed that which God intended for it to destroy. So I thank God that you and I are covered under the blood of Jesus as we live this thing called life. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony Simmons, my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons is here, united with me, the New Creation Church family. Oh, I'm just excited because there's something going on at New Creation Church. There's a certain excitement and energy, and we had a powerful worship experience on Sunday, and it's just tarrying. And I thank God for every member, every person who's a part of that church family. We thank God for you on tonight. And we continue to pray for our local church here in Hillside, New Jersey. And we thank God for you and your faithfulness as you call in, glory be to God, every Tuesday night. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. I'm just sold on this thing called prayer. I'm convinced of it. I am just persuaded by it because I have seen too much already. And I know there's more to come through the power of praying. Hallelujah. The Bible says, pray without ceasing and to pray for one another that we might be healed.
Yes.
Jesus, before his resurrection, oh man, Pastor, I'm getting excited already. But he asked his disciples to come and watch with him.
Yes.
And to pray with him. And they fell asleep.
My God.
And he rebuked them and chastised them. And he said, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? He didn't say for a whole day. He didn't say for a week. He said for 1 hour. And they sleep was so heavy and their eyes and their bodies were so weary and worn out. And sometimes you and I get fatigued. We get tired. We get worn out. And that's why I want to read a few verses of scripture today. Coming from Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. It says, when he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. My God. Verse 5 says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. My God. Here we have a leper, someone who's not supposed to be out in public, someone with an incurable disease. It was so much so back in that day that the immune system, the blood system, everything inwardly would totally break down. And then the outward skin would deteriorate and become infected. And people would outwardly see that they had this disease called leprosy. Glory be to God. And Pastor, it said he came to Jesus.
Yes.
And said to Jesus, if you be willing, you can make me clean.
My God.
I just came to announce today, it is the will of God for you and I to be clean.
Yes.
It is the will of God for you and I to be whole. It is the will of God for you and I to be happy. So if it is the will of God, we should desire, hallelujah, to keep going after that which God has already made available.
My God.
He has already made healing available.
Yes.
He has already made the things that we need to make us happy available. And this leper got his healing, got his miracle, because Jesus replied, I am willing. And he said, be clean. And immediately the leprosy was dried up.
Yes.
It don't take God long.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
I don't care. It doesn't say how long this man was a leper. It doesn't say how long it took for him to be healed. But when that Kairos moment came, when his breakthrough came, when his miracle moment came, that's all it took.
Jesus.
It did not take long, but it said immediately he was cured of his leprosy. So that should encourage you and I tonight. It doesn't matter how long we've been dealing, whatever it is we've been dealing with. When God intervenes, oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Pastor Rebecca preached Sunday, and her first point was the intervention of God into our situation.
My God.
When God intervenes, when God interferes,
yes.
When God gets involved,
yes.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Everything changes. So that's why we pray, because we're asking God, according to his will, to change our situation. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Mm. And if you have not seen that change manifested yet, keep praying.
Keep praying.
Keep pressing.
Keep pressing.
Pastor, this man pressed
and
got to Jesus, just like that woman you talked about on Sunday.
Yeah.
The woman with the issue of blood pressed. Through the press of people, she touched the hem of his garment, but it was so many people around Jesus, she had to force herself. She had to press
through the crowd.
And she got to Jesus.
Yes.
This leper pressed and got to Jesus.
My God.
Then as we continue to read, there's a centurion who says, I have a servant who's paralyzed and home, terribly suffering from his ailment. Jesus said, I'll go and heal him. Oh, I feel God already.
Jesus, Jesus.
We live in Bloomfield. Our church is in Hillside. All of our callers are represented geographically at different places. But Jesus don't have to physically be where we are. My God. To change our situation.
Yes.
He says, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, no, Lord, I don't deserve for you to come up under my roof, but just say the word.
Say the word.
My God. See, when we come every Tuesday night and we decree and declare the word of God, we already declare with the written word, the logos word, revelation word from heaven. We're just saying what it already said.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the Bible. We're quoting scriptures. We're rehearsing what's already been finished. And he said, just send the word and my servant will be healed. Mm. I stopped reading, but we see that as the story continues, his servant got healed. And the word goes on to say, at the time that the centurion believed God, that's when it happened.
That's when it happened.
That's when it happened. The manifestation began, Pastor, when we believe.
When we believe, yes.
That's why I'm stuck on, I just, you know, Mark 11:22. have faith in God.
Uh-huh.
And then 24 says, if we desire anything we desire, yes, whatsoever you desire, if you believe that that thing that you ask of God, when you believe, you receive. Mm. And whatsoever you believe of God shall be given to you.
Yes.
And a verse that precedes that says, if we speak and say, be cast into the sea and do not doubt in our heart, but believe those things that we say will come to us, we have what we say of him.
What we say.
And we share it with the church on Sunday. It doesn't matter if we get home and it's not manifested.
Yes.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
I'm about to throw something. It doesn't matter what we see with our natural eyes.
Yes.
By faith. Go and read Hebrews 11. By faith, we come to this prayer line every Tuesday night.
Yes.
This is an act of our faith. Coming every Tuesday night, we're showing Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost our faith. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, God, we thank you as you are seeing our faith on parade. You're seeing our faith in action as we come every Tuesday night, believing you by faith that you can turn any situation around, that nothing is impossible with you, but God, all things are possible for them who believe.
Yes, God.
And right now we believe you on tonight.
Yes,
if we have pain in our body, even as we speak tonight, even as we have tuned in tonight, even if we have an ailment, we believe by faith
right now
that you can deliver us from it.
Yes.
We believe by faith right now. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis
say,
what the symptoms are saying, what
the signs
are saying, what the side effects are saying. It does not matter what's happening in the natural. But all that matters is we believe the word of the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
So we pray for every person under the sound of our voice, that you would give them the ability to believe you, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear. It doesn't matter what the five senses, what we smell, what we taste, what we hear, what we touch, what we, glory be to God, see. It does not matter. All that matters is the word of God. So we pray right now, according to your word, you said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will be here forever. And according to your word, you said, we will win. According to your word, you said, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts or our imaginations what you have prepared for us.
Yes.
You said, according to your word, that those who did not enter into the promised land did not mix the word
with
faith. They did not mix the word with faith. We can know the word, but we don't put faith on it. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
James, the brother of Jesus, wrote it. He said, faith without works is dead. And right now we come tonight, believing you that all things are possible, even if it's done, even if it's dead, you can resurrect it in the name of Jesus. So we pray for New Creation Church. We pray right now that word that we heard Sunday will be manifested in the life of every member, that you will intervene, that you will impart, that you will intercede in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. The woman had an issue for 12 years, and she got her miracle. Jairus' daughter, oh my God. They say your daughter is already dead.
Yes.
And Jesus told Jairus, Pastor Rebecca sent out a text to everybody this week. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Oh, that thing stirred me up tonight. You must wonder why I'm on fire, because I believe the report of the Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I'm actually scheduled for surgery this month. but I just believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I believe God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I believe that it is well. It is well with my soul. So we pray right now, Lord. You know the end at the beginning.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last.
Yes,
and I pray that we are above and not beneath.
Yes.
We are the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
We shall be the lender and not the
borrower.
We are the first
yes.
and not the last. We are the top and not the bottom. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter what you're going through. You can be unemployed and all non-void, and God will give you a job tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Your marriage can be going through, and I pray that God will turn that thing around.
Yes, yes.
Even in your singleness, even being single,
yes.
God will give you adequate sufficiency to be happy. In the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is El Shaddai, the big busted one.
Yes,
in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
yes.
Paul wrote that thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God
my
shall
God.
Supply
oh.
all of my needs
yes.
according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I love it. When Evander Holyfield fought Mike Tyson, he had Philippians 4:13
yes,
on
did.
His fighting robe.
Yes.
Oh, what does it say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And right now, God, I'm praying for supernatural strength that we can do all things through you. We can turn any situation around in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, we got to praise him in the middle of it.
Yes.
So I pray right now that you don't let the devil take our praise. I pray right now that we don't get lukewarm. You said you wish that we be hot or cold. But if we turn lukewarm, you will spew us
yes.
out of your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will spit us
yes,
out
God.
Of your mouth.
Thank you.
You will do away with us. So, Lord, everybody on this prayer line, I pray that you keep their fire stirred up,
yes,
that you fan the flames in their life, that you keep them passionate about their purpose toward the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, sometimes
hallelujah.
Jesus was threatened. He was yes. threatened by Herod.
Yes.
Even when he was a baby, there was a Herod that tried to kill him
yes.
as a little infant. And then as he's older, here comes another
same
king,
spirit.
Herod.
Same
a same name,
yes.
but a different spirit. These two Herods
yes.
tried to take away our Jesus.
Yes.
And he said, I will do the will of God. And on the third day, I'm going to keep doing my assignment.
Yes.
So I pray right now, God, that you give us the ability of resilience, the ability not to quit, the ability not to give in, the ability not to give up, the ability, Lord, to keep going in spite of what we feel in the name of Jesus. So I pray that every sickness that have been diagnosed on this prayer line, we cast it down and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Sugar diabetes, we bind you up. Arthritis, we bind you up. Chronic and clinical illnesses, we bind you up. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, irregular blood disorders, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. Things to do with the nerves and the muscles in our bodies.
Yes.
We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. Things are going on in our head, migraine headaches, things going on in our ear gate with earaches and not having full capacity to hear and see. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
We cast down sickness. We cast down disease. We cast down infirmity because by the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So we pray for every marriage.
Yes.
That God. Divorce, glory be to God.
Yes.
We bind up that epidemic spirit
Lord.
Of divorce in the name of Jesus. Poverty. We bind up lack right now. The spirit of lack, the spirit of insufficiency, the spirit, Lord, of famine and drought. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we speak abundance over every life. We pray for increase over every life. We speak prosperity over every life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And right now, God, restore the joy.
Oh, glory.
Restore the joy.
Yes, God.
Of our salvation in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, those who are weary, burdened, and heavy laden, come unto me. And I will give you rest. And that's why we come on Tuesday night. Some of us are burdened. Some of us are weary. And we dialed in tonight because God will give us rest. I speak rest in your life tonight.
Yes.
You'll sleep tonight.
Yes.
You won't be restless, tossing and turning. You're going to get sweet rest and sweet slumber. I decree and declare over your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor, as you continue to pray, as we look for breakthrough and we expect God, that leprosy, that leper got healed. That centurion servant got delivered.
Yes.
And we have many things represented on this prayer line tonight.
Yes.
But we believe by faith right now that it's already done.
Already done. My God, my God.
The manifestation and the reality just have not manifested yet. The demonstration of what's already done have not manifested yet, but we pray for patience.
Yes.
We pray for long suffering.
Yes.
We pray for the ability to wait for the manifestation of God. So Lord, I pray for every person that you would give them the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, patience, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare it, and it's already established in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. We serve a magnificent God. We serve a God who's able to do all things but fail. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. To bring you, and in the King James Version, it says to bring you to an expected end. Amen.
Yes.
God already has a plan for your life. He already has a plan for us, and God's plan shall come to pass. My God, whatever you're believing God for, just like Pastor Anthony said on tonight, just keep believing God.
Jesus.
It shall come to pass. You know, it's amazing how God, Jesus, stepped into so many impossible situations in the Bible. I am certain that there are more miracles that took place while Jesus walked the earth, but the Bible could not contain them all. And God has given us some of the most amazing miracles to let us know through the life of his son, Jesus Christ, that nothing is impossible for God.
Nothing.
If you just believe, Pastor Anthony, you quoted Mark 11. The Bible says if we believe and do not doubt, if we believe and do not doubt, then we shall have what we say.
Yes.
And we have to believe God. God is allowing us to be tested. He's allowing us to be tried.
Jesus.
But when you come out, you will come forth as pure gold.
And
I declare
out.
And decree. Yes.
Coming out.
Yes, I declare and decree that you're going to pass this test that you're facing, Jesus, in your life, and that you are coming out.
Yes.
And you're coming out with victory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Because
no weapon
formed against you can prosper. Say hallelujah. There is no weapon that is formed against you that can prosper. You already have the victory.
Yes.
Pastor, you talked about the manifestation.
Amen.
And that's what we have to remember as the people of God. We have to remember that we already have the victory.
Already.
My God.
Yes.
That is already done. When Jesus gave up the ghost, when he hung on the cross, after they crucified them,
uh-huh,
he said, it is finished.
That's it. Three words.
He said, it is finished. So what we're waiting for and what we're believing for and what we're praying for are the finished works of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That took place on the cross.
Come on.
So I want to encourage you to keep believing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We thank you for this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for your people that have assembled,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries.
Bless us.
Near and far, oh God. Represented on this phone line and represented in the church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for every family. We thank you for every family in the local assembly. We thank you for every family on the prayer line, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to manifest your word that's been spoken over the lives of your people, God. So many of us are believing for healing and we're believing for breakthrough.
Jesus.
We're believing for our resources and, Father God, provision. We're believing for our children to be saved and our grandchildren. We are believing, oh God, that you will allow us to endure until the end, oh God, that you will allow us to beat this thing that's trying to beat us,
yes,
that you will allow us to come forth as pure gold, as we go through the wilderness, as we go through the trial,
amen,
as we go through the test, God. Lord, sometimes it's hard and it gets difficult, God, but you told us in your word that if we don't grow weary, if we don't give up, that we will reap a harvest, that we will prosper, that we will, hallelujah, if we faint not, we will reap a harvest.
Amen.
So Lord, we thank you for the harvest of the manifestation that's coming as a result of our faith in you.
Jesus.
Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but Lord, we're going to keep our faith in you. We're going to keep believing. I pray for those who are weary tonight.
Yes,
I pray for those who are frustrated.
Rest,
I pray for those who are tired.
Yes.
We pray for those, Father God, who feel like throwing in the towel.
Jesus.
And we speak strength.
Strength.
We speak restoration, power.
Right.
We speak azusia and authority over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We speak a fresh wind. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing,
yes,
that are to be found in your presence,
Lord.
Oh God, that you will renew their strength. You said,
yes,
those who wait on you, oh God, will renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for putting us up on high places, hinds feet, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for filling us up again. We thank you, Lord, for restoring the joy of our salvation.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. You said, come and drink deeply of the wells of our salvation.
Amen.
So, Lord, we come to you, Father God, thirsting and hungering, oh God, for a fresh infilling, oh God.
Thirsty.
And we thank you, Lord, for filling us afresh and anew.
Yes.
And, Lord, we receive your power on tonight, God. We pray for those who are lost. We pray for those who are not saved on tonight, God.
Yes, God.
We pray, Father God, that you will save souls,
help them, Lord,
that you will change lives. Lord, lead us and direct us. Show us who to talk to, God. Show us those who need to be saved, God. Show us those who need to hear your gospel. Give us the courage, oh God, to preach this gospel. Give us the courage to give our testimony, God. You said we went over the devil by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So Lord, we give our testimony and we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over every life, oh God. Lord, we pray for those the near and far who are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus. We pray for those, oh God, who are being persecuted because of the faith, oh God. Lord, we pray for those, oh God, hallelujah. And we pray, Father God, that you will keep them, that you will deliver them, that you will strengthen them, oh God, that you, Father God, will fight for them, oh God. You said vengeance is yours. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight for what you're doing on this prayer line, what you're doing in our lives. And we give this time to you and say, have your way. So, Father God, we bind up the spirit of abortion. We bind up the spirit of homosexuality. We bind up that spirit of looseness and sex and our morals, oh God. No matter what sin it is, oh God. Lord, help us not to sin against you, oh God. Lord, we bind up every spirit of temptation that will try to take your people outside of your will. And we speak liberty. We speak renewal. We speak regeneration. Oh, we speak, Father God, transformation. Oh, glory, hallelujah, by the renewing of our minds, oh God, knowing, Lord, that we will no longer be conformed to the things of this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we thank you, Lord, that we're being changed from faith to faith and glory to glory. Yes. So, Lord, we just give this prayer line to you. We say continue to have your way, even on this new platform that we're using on tonight. Have your way, God. We bind up the spirit of interference. And we thank you, Lord, that this prayer shall go forth. And we thank you that you hear our prayers. You said if we believe anything according to your will and we ask anything according to your will, and if we believe and do not doubt, that you will hear our prayer, oh God, and you will give us those things for which we are praying. So God, we believe in advance that you're giving us the answer to our prayer. Amen. We believe, like Pastor Anthony said, that is already done.
That's right.
So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We rejoice. We shout. We jump. We just celebrate. Oh God, we celebrate you and we celebrate in you and we celebrate our brothers and our sisters and even those who will be added to the household of faith. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Pastor, the presence of the Lord is on this
line.
My
God. Hallelujah.
We're going to start taking callers.
Yes.
If you just press one on your phone, you have a prayer request, you have a praise report, something you want to share, press one on your phone and we will get to you throughout the night. We see some hands raised already. And we're going to take those callers. But if anybody is going to call in, just press one on your phone. If there's a prayer need, we just want to touch and agree with you. There's something about the power of agreement.
Yes, hallelujah.
There's something about agreement, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
You know, when the church, that's why we got to, as the church, the body of Christ, the first church got so much done because they came into agreement.
One accord.
One accord.
My God.
3,000 was added to the church. But as you look in the Acts of the Apostles or the book of Acts written by Luke, they were all united.
Yes.
Whether it was Paul, whether it was Barnabas, whether it was the disciples, the apostles, unity is a powerful thing.
Yes.
So if you have a prayer concern, trust me, when we touch and agree, the Bible says one can send 1,000 to flight, two can send 10,000. So our prayers together are powerful and effective. Hallelujah. Take this first caller, area code 678. We're going to take this first caller. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost on this prayer line tonight. 678, you are on the air. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
all
you.
Praise and glory
praise
to
and
God.
Glory
be
God.
To
glory
God,
be
dear
God,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are my strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I have a praise report, and I also am asking for prayer. My praise report, and you guys know that I've been in the process of moving, and I'm finally settled in, and like every other thing, you know, when you're first starting, you got to start from the bottom up, and you're trying to make ends meet and stuff, and this time was my second month that I'm here. Well, it's my first month, and I was going to pay my first month's rent because I moved in a half a month last month. And so, of course, I was trying to gather up for things. I know the devil's a liar, and I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And when I went to pay my rent yesterday, they told me that I had a credit of $200. I says, Jesus, thank you. It could only have been God, because God knows I did not give $200 more than what I was supposed to give.
Jesus.
That credit came from my God.
Yes.
And so I questioned them. They says, no, well, you moved in and, you know, you found an apartment through apartment.com and they're giving you $200 credit. No, it's not they. God is giving me $200 credit because he knew the situation that I was in. And he told me, just be still, my daughter, because I am going to help you. And I know that he had something to do with this. So I praise God. I love God. I love him with all of my heart because I know that he loves me. I've seen all the wonders that he's done for me, and I know that he will continue to open doors. And I know that I am blessed and highly favored only but by the one and only my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Now, my prayer request is, you know, you guys know that I've been having problems with my back and been going, you know, on and off. One week I have good days, another days I have bad days. And I went to take the MRI, and I went to a doctor's the other day, and they told me, oh, well, that I have to have surgery. Well, you know, I heard the words, but I didn't hear the words. So I know that they said something about surgery, and I was saying to myself, no, I'm not going to have surgery, and I'm not going to even listen to what they're saying. If it's God's will, I will have it, and I will pray to him, and he will let me know whether I should need surgery or not. It's his will. It's not what the doctor's saying. It's what God is, his final word. And I'm going to leave this up to him, because I feel in my heart that, no, I don't need surgery, because I know that I'm going to be healed. So I just want prayer for my back. I'm not feeling bad today, and I haven't been feeling bad a lot lately. Like I said, sometimes I do have bad days, and sometimes I don't. But I know that God is pulling me through all of this. And, you know, if it's so need that I need to have surgery, well, let it be his will. And I will follow his word when he talks to me and he tells me, Maria, it's surgery. But right now, I haven't heard that because I didn't hear what the doctor said, because I haven't heard what God said to me yet. So please pray for my back, and I'm leaving it all in his hands, because he knows what's good and he knows what's bad for you. So just leave your worries to him, and he will take care of it. Thank you, Jesus. And please say a little prayer for my son. He's still looking for a job. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's a powerful praise report that God opened up your housing account and gave you that $200 credit.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Like you said,
I am blessed and highly favored.
Yes, you are. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, when we open our mouths and acknowledge what God has said about us and come into agreement, Yes, with what Lord. God has said about us. Yes. And that's what you're doing throughout this call. You, my yes, God, Lord. You gave God the glory. You praised him. You sang to him. You worship yes, him.
You gave you. Him Hallelujah.
The honor. You gave him to yes, all Lord. Of your faith. And yes, you said, Jesus. You know what? It's not over until God says it's over.
Yes,
when
Lord.
God
yes.
tells me to have a surgery, I'll have a surgery. But I yes, know he's going to heal me. And God yes, is a is. Healer. You know, our yes. God is a healer. Our God is a healer. Yes, you he heard Pastor Anthony say he will be having surgery. At the end of August, we were believing yes. God that he wouldn't have to have surgery, but God took him from two surgeries to one. And
thank
you know,
Jesus.
Before
yes.
August comes, I shouldn't even be saying he will be, because God might say no surgery before the
yes,
31st.
Yes, he could, it could be. Yes, yes. The Lord is nothing is impossible for him.
Nothing is impossible for God, but what we've no. done and what you've done is put it in the Lord's hands. Like, God, yes, let your yes. will be done. Well, however
yes,
you see
Lord.
Fit to heal me, then I'm going to touch and agree and let you do it. But
yes.
the one thing that God lets us know when he's talking to us is that he gives us that peace that surpasses
yes.
all understanding.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank
my
you, Lord.
God. That's when you know you've heard from God. When God
yes.
gives you that peace that says,
yes.
okay, now you can do, you can go forth,
yes,
or
Lord.
Don't
yes.
go. You'll have mm-hmm. that peace. So we're going to pray for you that God will give you that peace and
yes.
show you which way to go. We know what the
yes.
doctor has said, and
yes,
show you
Lord.
Way to go pertaining to surgery. And we're also going to pray for your son and his job situation.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus, thank you.
And
amen.
So powerful, Pastor. She got an unexpected blessing.
Oh.
Yes,
and now,
Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Those are the best kind sometimes. The unexpected.
Pastor Anthony, he has blessed me. He has blessed me all around. So unexpectedly and expectedly has just come my way everywhere around, no matter which way. It's been showering down on me. Thank you, Jesus.
That's how. That's the guy. And that's why we're going to pray now. For an expected blessing, the healing in your area of
yes,
your back. Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus,
yes,
right now,
God,
we
you,
are
Lord.
Expecting, we
yes.
are anticipating.
Yes, Lord.
We are,
yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, praying
yes,
for the
Lord.
Manifestation
yes,
of this
Lord.
Life, Father God, being totally healed,
totally
yes. made whole,
yes, yes,
totally restored. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
God thank
you
Jesus.
Are the great physician.
My.
You are
my.
The great doctor.
Jesus.
You are the great I am. We thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For doctors. But Lord, according to your will,
yes.
even as our dear sister have already said, she's going to wait on the Lord
my,
and
my,
be
yes,
a
Lord, yes.
So right now, God, she's waiting to hear from you on how
yes,
to move
Lord.
Forward. So right
yes,
now,
Jesus,
we are touching
Lord,
and agreeing with her that supernaturally, Lord, you are going to remove this pain, this discomfort,
yes,
this ever
yes,
causing
Lord.
This back
thank
pain
you.
Area, Lord,
you, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Mercy, Jesus.
We know that you're a miracle-working
Mama
God, and we have not because we ask not. And right now, we believe in by faith. That her back
yes.
is already healed
oh.
in
yes,
the
mighty
Lord,
thank
name,
you.
Of
the mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
You have
yes,
already
Lord.
Made healing available over 2,000 years ago. And right
thank
now,
you,
we're
Lord.
Believing by faith that it's already done in the mighty name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
so, Lord, right
you,
now,
hallelujah.
Give her the assurance, give her the confidence, give
yes,
her the
God.
Patience,
you,
and give
yes,
her, Lord,
thank
even
you.
The ability
yes,
to continue
God.
To believe
thank
you
Jesus.
By faith. That is already
hallelujah.
Done in
yes,
the name
Lord,
of
thank
Jesus.
You, the Lord,
so right now,
Lord,
we bind
oh,
up sickness.
Oh, Jesus,
we bind up
Jesus.
Any kind of ailment that's trying
yes,
to afflict
Lord.
The body.
Jesus.
We bind up, Lord, the hand
oh,
of the enemy right now
hallelujah.
That's trying to afflict her with
yes,
pain
God.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Even as we have already oh, read,
God.
It's the will of God. For us to be healed
yes,
and
yes,
for us
yes,
to be
Lord.
Made whole
thank you, Lord.
In the name
oh,
of
thank
Jesus.
Lord.
In
the
so
name
according
Lord.
To your
thank
will,
you.
God,
yes, God,
we're just touching and agreeing with her
yes,
that
thank
she
you,
won't
Jesus.
Have to have the surgery.
Yes,
that
yes,
God,
Lord, thank
you will supernaturally
thank you,
do the work that needs to be done in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So right now, we thank you.
Yes.
And we expect you, God, to move. We expect you, God, to manifest. And we expect, God, a miracle concerning this back area, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank
you. So right now, we praise you, and we give you thanksgiving for it, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
We pray for her son,
hallelujah,
that you would open the door, that you would give him gainful employment, that you would give him, Lord, the job with the benefits that would sustain his lifestyle in the name of Jesus, that you would give him the salary, the commission, the compensation, Lord, the wages and the salary that he is asking for in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you can make it happen in the name of Jesus. Allow his resume, allow his application, allow the interview to go well. We believe it by faith, that he will be hired, that he will have the career and the job, Lord, that will fulfill him and reward him and compensate him according to your word.
Yes, God.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Give him job security and make it happen in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
And we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I just heard God say, we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah. He told me to pray for both you and Sister Maria. I'm going to obey God.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, we just thank you, Father God, for Pastor Anthony and Sister Maria, God.
Lord.
And even when the physicians have said that they need surgery, that they require surgery, God, we thank you, Lord, that they are already healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Ghost power, Father God, moving throughout their bodies, oh God, in the back area, oh God, hallelujah, in every area that's been hurting, oh God. And we thank you for divine intervention and the divine impartation and divine intercession right now. And we thank you for supernatural healing. We ask you, Father God, for a miraculous healing. We ask you, Father God, to give us a healing like those that are outlined in the Bible. We know that you are still a miracle working God. So Lord, we are asking right now, Father God, for divine, miraculous, supernatural healing for these two, your man servant, your woman servant, your daughter and your son in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you in advance, and we consider it done, and we declare and decree that we claim it on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you both. I'll continue to pray for you and Pastor Anthony, and that God could bless him.
God bless you. Be healed. Go in peace. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus, thank bless you. Yes, the song. We're going to take this next call of
Yes, Pastor. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm excited because as she was testifying, I thought about how I used to have severe sciatica in my back, in my neck, all down my spine. And every single day I was in excruciating pain. And you kept rubbing my shoulder every night. You said, God's going to heal you. God's going to heal you. One day you're not going to have any pain. And it is just few and far between that I have any pain. I used to be begging you, rub my shoulder, rub my shoulder, rub my shoulder. But those days are, you know, gone. God has healed me. I declare and claim my healing today in the name of Jesus. That God is no respecter of persons. And I thank God that he's manifesting healing in the land. He's still manifesting healing in the land. Amen.
Amen. So anyone dealing with upper or lower back pain, back pain in any area, we decree and declare you're healed. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take another call. If you want to be on the air tonight, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, press 1 and we will put you on the air. If you just want to say hello, we will put you on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take this next call up. Just press 1 and we will take your call. Area code 270. God bless you. Area code 270.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for this powerful prayer time, Father. Thank you, Father, for directing us with the spirit to pray, Father. We come to you again with an attitude of gratitude, Father. I thank you for your word that was presented through your chosen one, Father. Thank you for using him to your glory each and every time you allow his mouth to open. It's your word being brought forth. Him and his wife, your daughter, Father. We thank you, Father, for the scripture of Matthew, Father, as we read in the book of Matthew how he recorded the miracles of Jesus, where he healed the sick and the diseased. Father, you displayed your awesome power to your disciples as you showed them the power that you had over nature, Father. And we receive, Father, with that faith that you have given them, you gave us, Father. We receive faith and peace, Father, because we know you are not a respecter of person, Father. You also said in the book of Matthew that you gave all of us a measure of faith, Father. And we know, Father, the stability in the storm comes from seeking a new message, Father, from understanding an old one. It doesn't come from seeking a new message, but understanding the old message, Father, that you have given us, Father. Heaven, you compared it to a mustard seed, Father, and you gave all of us that measure of faith, Father. And I thank you, Father, for the word being released by the bloodshed that covers us, Father. We know, Father, you have already commissioned us to know and believe that the bloodshed of Jesus has all power. We were bought with a price, not just a price, but a high price. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you again for the pastor that New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I want to thank you for each and every individual on this prayer line connected to you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to thank you for your son, Father, the faith that he displays as you allow the words that you speak through his heart and through his soul, Father, the words of edification, Father. He know he is healed, Father. That one operation that they have ordered him to have, Father, that is a testimony in the making, Father, because the doctors, Father, they're going to wonder what happened, Father, which we already know that you have healed him by the bloodshed of the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, Father. We know your child, Pastor Anthony Simmons, is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ as the word came through his wife, Father, as you use her as a gate and stand in the gap to pray and worship you for healing her husband, Father. She released, Father, by your stripes. We know he is healed, Father. She released, Father. The bloodshed has all power, Father. And she released, Father, as you was being crucified on the cross, Father. In the end, as you gave up the gift of the Holy Ghost, you said, it is finished, Father. Each and every thing that we are praying for, it is finished, Father, with the victory that you have given us. And we receive the victory, Father, as you saved us, Father. You gave us that measure of faith, and with faith came salvation. With salvation came your grace, and you have given us grace for the race, Father. And at this time, Father, you have already received the prayers of your daughter, Sister Maria, Father, and by her believing in you, her faith has made her healthy, well, and whole, Father, like you told the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, Jesus, oh, your faith has made you whole. By touching the hem of your garment, Father, you didn't only heal our body, you made her holy and whole. And I want to thank you, Father, for revealing to your daughter, Sister Maria, that she is healed by the bloodshed of the Lamb. And at this time, Father, I just want to continue to plead your bloodshed over each and every individual from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And at this time, Father, I speak Ephesians 6 and 10. Oh, the whole armor of God. Each and every day, we should put on that whole armor to stand against the wiles of the devil, Father. His trickery has been destroyed. His lies and deception has been revealed and destroyed. And we claim authority in the name of Jesus. We know you have all power. You told your disciples you had to ascend back into the heavens so the Comforter will come. And the Comforter is omniscient, Father. Your power is everywhere. You can heal right here in the southern states as you heal in Syria. You can do it all at the same time because you still have all power, and your power is vested in us by the gift of the Holy Ghost, the advocate, the third person of the Trinity, Father. And as we receive the two, the Father and the Son, we receive the third person of the Trinity. Holy Ghost power, have your way I want to thank you again for allowing me to have this time to worship and praise your name, because I know I got the victory in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you said it is finished. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yes, bless that Lord. Wonderful yes, name of God. Jesus.
Yes.
Bless
Lord.
The wonderful name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As you glory be to God. I'm so glad you agree for Sister Jesus. Maria's healing. Jesus. We also touch and agree, and that unity is on this prayer line tonight.
Yes.
But you said something so powerful that accompanying the greatest gift of salvation. Salvation is the greatest gift that we could ever receive, because we were condemned, we were damned to this place called Hades and hell. But the gift of salvation has been made available to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But as you say, healing and the grace of God accompanies salvation. It's a package given, and it's part of the benefits made available to us. So, Father, I thank you, and I
yes.
touch and agree with my brother.
Yes.
I thank you for his life.
Yes.
I thank you for his ministry.
Yes.
I thank you for the mandate that you have placed upon him in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
He has already said it's already done. It's already manifested. We just ought to keep walking by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, whatever he stands in the need of, whatever he's longing for, whatever he's looking to the hills for, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus,
yes.
give him the desires of his heart.
Yes.
You said if we delight ourselves in the Lord, you will give us the desires of our heart.
Yes,
let your word continue to be a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his pathway. Allow him to let that light so shine that men will glorify his Father in heaven. So Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, as he has reminded us that the Bible, the Logos, the written word of God was given to us for an example, a shadow of things to come. So we thank you, Lord, for the evidence. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God for the cloud of witnesses that have gone before us. And we believe by faith right now that Minister Brother Jamal is blessed.
Yes.
His family is blessed.
Yes, God.
His coming and going is blessed.
Yes, Lord.
His career and household is blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So we cover him with the blood.
We
speak favor over his life. And we speak renewed strength. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
We say it's done. And we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God
Hallelujah.
For you on this evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God.
I always
God.
See just angels rejoicing as you begin to open up your mouth
yeah.
and declare what thus said the Lord. So you keep, glory be to God, speaking the word of God. Just believe that life and death, it really is in the power of your tongue. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. God is moving in the lives of his people in this season. And that's why we're coming up under so much warfare. You know, the warfare in your life is intense, my brother, because of what God has already mandated. Like Pastor Anthony said, the mandate that's on your life.
Amen.
Your life
from
is not
home.
Is right. Yes, it's yeah. not. You're not just a wandering generality. God has sent you here with great purpose
yes.
on assignment. And, you know, he's been building you up as a general in the army of the Lord, in the kingdom of God. And that's why there's so much warfare. And just seems like it goes away for a while and then it comes back and it accelerates. But God
yeah.
wants you to know today that you are more than a conqueror
yes.
through Christ Jesus. You already have the victory. You are more than a conqueror. And I hear the Lord saying, pursue, go forth, go forth. Do not retreat. You know, the key, the purpose of this last attack is to get you to retreat and to get you to go back and throw up your hands and say, what's the use? But God says this one here is going to even be a greater victory. My God. Because there's people that the devil thought he had wrapped up. And not only are you coming out, but those people that the devil thought he had wrapped up are coming out with you. So it's like when David had to go back, my God, was it Ziklag?
Mm-hmm.
My God, when he had to pursue and go get pursue and get his loved ones. God says recover those all. He had to go and recover all. Whoa. And there were some lives that were attached. See, so many people are believing God for stuff, but you believe in God for some folks. Souls. My God, you believe in God for some souls. There's some souls attached to you. So that's why you got to continue to stay on the battlefield. Amen. And know that this one won't take you out. There, I see the chariots of fire all around you. They're more for you than against you. Mm. My God, hallelujah. They're more Amen. With you than against you. Hallelujah. And God said this battle is his, is not yours, and is already won.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. So you just continue. I tell you, it's not for naught. It's not for naught. You're going to be, this is going to be a big part of your preaching. When you stand forth and let people know what you had to walk through in order to continue to go forth and do what God called you to do. My God, the sacrifice is great, but the reward is greater.
Amen.
I said the sacrifice is great, but the reward is greater. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to give you double for your trouble. My God, hallelujah. So just continue to go forth, my brother, and know that we're here in New Jersey, Pastor Amney and I, and we got your back. Amen. And everybody on this prayer line, we have your back because your anointing is so strong that we know that the warfare must be intense.
Amen.
Amen. But you can handle it. You can handle it. You can stand up under it. So we pray your strength in the Lord, and we thank God for you, Lord. We thank you for this man of God, as my husband has already prayed. We thank you that right now I see muscles coming upon him. I see strength coming upon him, even as you minister to him, as the angel minister to Jesus in the wilderness. We thank you for ministering angels right now, taking care of his needs and ministering to him and strengthening him and undergirding him and raising him up. Hallelujah. So that he could continue to go forth, get you some rest, get something to eat, and wait for the orders, because God's getting ready to give you your next orders. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you. God bless you.
Blessing. We thank God.
God bless you. Keep that fire, brother. The devil just wants to keep that. The devil wants to put your fire out, but you're a force to be reckoned with. You keep that fire, and you watch God show out. He's going to show out. God's going to raise you up. You ain't got to worry about nothing, because it's not about you. It's about God, and that's what your heart is. Your heart is like, Lord, have your way, and that's exactly what God is doing in your life. So we celebrate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
He is
Amen.
A blessing.
That
he
brother
said,
is
a host of angels
God.
Are watching over him. But you said, what does the scripture say? Sometimes we don't know the cost of
Jesus.
The oil.
Oh, the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Are you kidding me?
There's an anointing on him.
My God. I know that. I know that anointing. Because he's walking in that same anointing. We got the same oil.
It's pricey.
My God. It's
valuable.
My God.
We're going to take another call.
Hallelujah.
Again, press one on your phone and we will pray with you and talk to you tonight. This is coming from the area code of 973.
973.
God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca.
Hi, Sister Carmen. God bless you.
Sister Carmen. God bless.
I'm calling tonight. First of all, I'm calling for Miriam because she texted me and asked me to call for prayer for her son. His partner is under hospice care, and the cancer has spread to the stomach, and Miriam said it's looking pretty bad, and her son is all very upset, so she's with her son. Didn't know if she would be able to make it, so she told me to call in for her. And I'm also asking for prayer for Brianna. She has, she's had it for a while now, like for a month and a half. She has a skin disease. She has a skin virus, and she has it's like blisters, a couple of them on her thigh, and and April took her to the dermatologist, and they did a liquid chemical treatment, and it just aggravated it. It's worse, and it just when it seems like it's drying out, they come back up again, and it could spread. You know, the doctor told her not to scratch. He doesn't want it to spread throughout the body. So April is a nervous wreck, and I want prayer for her because she's 7, and you know, she doctor said she can't go in the pool, and it's been so hot, and I have to tell her she can't go in the pool. I got no choice, but just pray for her because this is. They said it could take up to 6 months for this to clear up.
Okay, we're going to pray for her. God is able. God is able. He can clear that up today. Amen. So we're definitely going to pray. That's why we pray, because God does things that we cannot do. And again, we have not because we ask not. So we thank God for you bringing Brianna to the prayer line. Also, Miriam's son and his partner, who's in hospice on tonight. I know Mark. I can't remember the names.
Roxanne, and the other girl is Miriam, like her.
Well, Roxanne is her daughter.
And Miriam is her other daughter, and then there's Eddie and Mark.
Mark is her son.
Yeah, 14.
Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you, and we magnify your name, Lord. We thank you for Sister Miriam on tonight. We thank you for her life. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for her even sending her prayer request to the prayer line through her friend Carmen, oh God, even as she's with her son, oh God. Lord, we lift up her son and his partner on tonight, God. Yes. Lord, we pray, Father God. You said, Father God, that you, Father God, is not your will, Father God, that anyone, hallelujah, should have to perish or go through any unnecessary suffering or sickness, oh God. And you said by your stripes we are healed, yes. Oh God. So Lord, we pray, Father God, for this young man who's in hospice on tonight. We pray, Father God, for your hand to be upon his life. We pray for your healing power to be over him, God. We pray for miraculous turnaround, God, even that you will heal his body, God, that you will take away the pain, Father God, that you will let him know you if he does not know you, oh God. The greatest is healing, is deliverance, is salvation, oh God. So Lord, we just pray right now, Father God, that he would know you, that he does know you, Father God, as Lord and Savior, that you would take away, Father God, the sickness in his body, that you would take away, Father God, the pain, oh God, that you would regulate, Father God, his vital signs, oh God, that you would give him a miracle, God, a miraculous turnaround, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for Miriam's son, oh God. We pray that you will give him peace, oh God, that you will continue to comfort him, God, that you will be with him. Lord, you continually said in your word, oh God, that you will never leave us or forsake us, oh God, but that you will always be with us, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Miriam's son, God, and we thank you, Lord, for being with him. And we ask that you will touch him on tonight, touch his friend on tonight, God. Lay your hands on them, oh God. Show yourself mighty in their lives, oh God. Manifest yourself to them, oh God. Let them know you like we know you, oh God. Let them trust you, oh God. Let them see your marvelous light, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, that you are Jehovah Rophe, that you are El Shaddai, that you are our God, our Lord, our Savior, Lord of Lords, the King of kings, oh God. So Lord, we pray, Father God, for Miriam's other children, oh God, and her grandchildren, that you will continue to be with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we bless your name and we worship you on tonight, God. We glorify your name. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for healing, and we pray for the baby tonight. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for her life, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for this precious young one, Brianna, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are a healer, God. Lord, touch her thigh, touch her legs, touch her body. Touch, Father God, dry up any, Father God, bacteria, oh God. Dry up any infection, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Dry up the fluids, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Even as she's gone to the dermatologist and they gave her one report, God, we believe the report of the Lord. We believe that she is healed, that she is delivered, that she is set free. Let her enjoy her summer, oh God. Give her expedient healing, expedient deliverance, expedient recovery, oh God. Restore the skin, oh God. Restore, oh God, and let it not come back again. Dry it up, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this precious baby, oh God. She's only 7, oh God. Thank you that your hand is upon her life. Thank you that she loves church, that she loves Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that she, Father God, seeking after you. So, Lord, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around her. Touch her mother, her father, her grandmother, her grandfather, God. Continue to let your blessings go through Sister Carmen's household, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over that household. We plead the blood of Jesus over her children. We plead the blood of Jesus over her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. We thank you for blessing Sister Carmen and her husband and her family, God. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not come back void. So, Lord, we pray and we believe. We pray and we believe. We're like the woman with the issue of blood. We're like the leper, and we're pressing through what it looks like. We're pressing through what the doctors have said. We're pressing through, oh God. Bless Sister Miriam. Bless her. Yes, give her peace, oh God. Help her to walk through this, oh God. Help her to have the right words to say. Help her, oh God, to help her son and his friend. Oh God, help her, oh God, to be that light, oh God, shining forth so that they can see you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for these women of God. Sister Carmen, I feel God. We thank you for Sister Carmen and Sister Miriam, oh God. We thank you for these matriarchs in the faith. We thank you for these mothers of Zion. We thank you for these examples of your light, Lord. Continue to let your light shine through them, oh God, so people could continually come and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to know your Jesus? So continue to bless Sister Carmen. Continue to bless Sister Miriam. Bless their families. Bless those that we are lifted up in prayer tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We're believing that Brianna's going to be fine. We just love that little grandbaby of yours. And she is a blessing. And we just believe that the rash or the skin, whatever's going to, that situation, God has already cleared it up. We believe by faith right now. Amen. God is going to heal her. It's already done.
Yeah, I was talking to my cousin Maria earlier, and I was telling her how ungrateful we are and how we take, speaking for myself, and I know I'm not the only one, but how we take things for granted. You know, when we have pain or something, you know, we complain about it because it's there, but sometimes it goes away and we forget. And, you know, when it goes away, we forget that God did it. Because I was talking to Maria, and I was telling her, after my knee surgery, I went through, they had to open me up 3 times. I had a really hard time with that knee. And I went through a lot. And I was getting nerve pains. And every night, every evening, oh my God, it was some pain shooting up my legs, and I hated evening to come because I knew that that pain would come and I would pace the floor and cry, and my husband would be like looking at me like, I can't, like, what do I do? And I said, you can't do anything. And I would just pace the floor, and it was horrible. It was like somebody taking a knife and stabbing me in my foot. It was so horrible. And when I was talking to Maria, I said, oh, my God, I forgot that pain went away. I said, oh, my God, thank you. I don't want that pain back. It was such a horrible pain, but we take it for granted, you know? And then we need to think about what he's done, what he did for us in the past, and that he is able.
Yes.
So I want to thank God because he's done a lot of things in my life which I have taken for granted. And sometimes I complain because I'm human, and then I catch myself and I say, I shouldn't complain because there's people in worse situations. Mm-hmm. God has blessed me. I know that I'm highly favored. He's protected me from so many horrible things. He's been there for me he's never turned his back on me. He's always been there. No matter how many mistakes I made, every time I turn to him, he always welcomes me with open arms, and he helps me and blesses me. And for that, I want to thank God.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's some beautiful and comforting words. We all are human, and we do have a tendency to go on a complaining and negative end, especially when we're in the midst of something. But as you said, sometimes when we do remember what he's already done, it ought to put us right into remembrance of the goodness of God, and we should praise him. As you just testified.
It puts us in an appreciation mode, a thankful mode. Like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, like, you have done so many things in my life that I have forgotten and I have taken for granted, and I cannot. You know, and it's good when I do remember because I say, oh, my God, you know, he's amazing. You know, he's always there for us, always there to forgive us, to help us, to bless us. And I thank God from the bottom of my heart because he's been more good to me than what I deserve. And for that, I thank God.
Well, that's beautiful. Even Sister Maria testified she's having a good day today in the area of that back. So as you said, even when God does it for a day or for a season, we ought to thank him in those moments. So you reminded all of us in the name of Jesus to just be so grateful. And like you said, thankful was a great word.
Very grateful, because we can never repay God for what he's done for us. Never, ever.
Wow.
And so I want to thank God. And I said it publicly because I have forgotten that pain. And that was a pain that was horrible and everything that I went through. And I thank God. I thank God publicly because, you know, he saw me through. It was hard, but I made it. With his help, I made it.
Well, that's
and
beautiful.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He
wants to. Go ahead.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar. He wants to make us think there's no hope, and that we're losers, but we're not. That's what I tell my cousin Maria all the time. I love my cousin Maria, and I always tell her when she calls me and something is wrong, I say, you know what? The devil is a liar. Don't worry about it. The devil is a liar. She called me on Sunday and told me that she had misplaced her rent money. She was on her way to church. I said, don't worry about it. Go to church. Get your blessings. When you come home, don't worry about it, God. You're going to find the money. And then she told me, you know, I'm going to go home. You're right. The devil is a liar. I'm going to go home. And there's a pool in her facility there. She wanted to go in the pool. I said, go in the pool. Relax. Then you go, and God's going to lead you to the money. So she went in the pool. Then she went back home. And she found the rent money. She knew it was in the laundry room. She found it in the dirty clothes. And I said, you see. So, you know, I'm always telling her, the devil is a liar. Don't worry about it. You are highly favored. God loves you. He's never going to leave you. And I will always be there for Maria to remind her. And to pick her up in hard times, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help each other and pick each other up in hard times. Cry when things are going bad for them, and rejoice when things are going good for them, because that's what God wants us to do.
That's right.
Well, your testimony helped everybody on this prayer line.
Yes.
Everybody heard your personal testimony.
Yes.
And it's encouraging all of us.
Amen. And the devil is a liar. And that's just so powerful.
He is a liar. We're going to stomp on him. Yes, we are.
We're going to put our feet on his head. That's right. And that is our catchphrase. Yes, for this week, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. He is the father of lies. And you're right. We have to encourage each other, just like it's a blessing that you that Maria has you, you know, so that you could continue to encourage her. It's good to have friends and family that you can get together and encourage each other in the Lord. My God, that's a blessing all by itself, that you both believe in the Lord and you can strengthen her and she can encourage you. What a blessing. And she always talks about how much of a blessing you are to her. And you're a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself too. You continue to, we've been talking about you for the last couple of days. We thank God for you. You continue to be a blessing to us as well. And you have grown. God is just oh my God. You just preached tonight. So we thank God for you and everything that you've said and shared. You just helped us all to come back to an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
And to know that God is good and worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And the devil is a liar.
And
he's already defeated. So thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
I love you both and have a good night.
Amen. We love you too.
God bless you.
Wow.
And God's going to take care of Brianna.
Amen.
I believe that's our final caller. We're going to pray
for
Mother May Thomas.
Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our mother, Lord.
Even yes.
Father God, she can hear us, but we thank God for her. Thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You that all the provisions that she need, even speaking health over her life. We thank you, Lord, for divine health for Mother May Thomas in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give her strength. Allow, Lord, if there's any ailments, any discomfort, remove it right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for all of her children. We thank you for all of her grandchildren.
Thank you, Lord.
Her siblings, Lord, her sisters, her brother. We thank you for her family in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So continue to bless my mother. Thank you for her church family down there in Sanford, Florida.
Yes.
Continue to bless her. Continue to, Father God, give her everything that she needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you even for Sister Rita Pearl. God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
thank
her
you,
and
Jesus.
Keep her.
Hallelujah.
And we cover her with the
God.
Blood of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Continue to open doors for Rita.
God.
Continue to put
Jesus.
The right network people
you,
around her.
Hallelujah.
Continue to give her God opportunities.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to open up her spirit that she can minister through song and writings, Lord.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you for favor being on her life, and we thank you for joy unspeakable being her portion in Jesus' name. And we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love Jesus. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise his name. I worship him. I thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for all of you who showed up on tonight. And so many come and you never come on. You never push that button one. But we see you. We know you're here. We thank God for you. We pray for you. We continue to thank God that he connected you with us, and know that you are not alone. I pray that you're continually being encouraged as you come to this prayer line week after week. Keep Jesus first. Keep God first. Keep God first. No matter what's going on, don't get distracted. And like Sister Carmen reminded us on tonight, don't forget to be grateful. Don't forget to have a thankful attitude. So often we forget. My husband's mother used to say, you forget. You know, God bless her soul. She used to say, you forget.
Yeah.
And I love that woman. And we just thank God that we can never forget. I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget
how you set me free.
Hallelujah.
I'll
never forget how you brought me out. No, never. No, never.
Amen.
No, never. So we thank God for a roof over our heads. We thank God for clothes on our back. We thank God for the food we're about to eat. And I cook Pastor some meatloaf tonight. I had to turn on the oven and the air conditioner. But we thank God for food to eat. We thank God for friends and family and loved ones. And we thank God for you. Amen. So God bless you. We pray you enjoyed our new platform. It's marvelous. We were able to hear you guys much clearer tonight. God bless you. Go in peace. See us on Sunday. God is moving mightily. Pastor's going to be preaching this Sunday. Come out Sunday and hear from the Lord. The Lord has put another anointing on his life. Amen. 12:30 p.m. is service time. The address is 1482 Maple Avenue. So we'll see you guys on Sunday. For those of you who are local, go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only you're all